Pirkei Avos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Zayin, 6, 7. And here's another Braisa. It's going to feel like a Braisa. And we're going to talk about basically seven psukim, seven verses from the book of Mishlei, Proverbs, that show that Torah gives life, not just in the next world, but in this world as well. So they say, Gedola Torah shehi nosenes chayim lo'oseh ba'olam hazeh uvolam haba. Torah is great because it gives life to those who practice it in this world and the next world. And I should just point out here, it doesn't say those who learn it, but those who practice it. Before Shem emphasized, the point here is that Torah is not just for learning, but it's also for execution, for doing, instructions for living. Therefore, if you want to get the benefits of Torah, you got to not just learn, you got to carry it out. So these seven psukim from Mishlei, the first one says, Shenemar, ki chayim hem lemotzehem, ulechol besaro marpe, which means they are life for those who find them and healing for all his flesh. Now, the Rashi speaks out here, it's like the drash here is motzehem, doesn't mean those who find them, but also you can read it as motzi'ehem, which means those who like articulate them, speak them out. And therefore we're saying here, those who speak out the words of Torah find life, and the Torah heals them, heals their actual besaro marpe, his actual body, his physical body is also healed. So you see life in this world and the next world. The next verse says, va'omer, secondly, Rif'us tihi lisharecha v'shikui la'atzmosecha. So this means it will be like a health for your sharecha, is like your belly button. Okay, the idea is in Chazal is that is the place, like symbolizing like the foundation of a person where he starts when he develops in utero, kind of like the stem of a flower, like the root of a tree. So that's like your base from where it all started and began. So it starts there and it'll be give you refuah and health even to that, all the way the shikri lets mosecha, and it'll give moisture to your bones. The idea is that in this world it's giving you health while you're alive, sustaining you, and then the next world when you die, so all that's in the ground left is your bones, the rest rots away, but your bones don't rot, they're kept sort of fresh, if you will, waiting for tichas amesim. The Torah provides that moisture, that potential for resuscitation, revivification, you know, ultimately as well. Next, you have Va'omer Eitz Chaim Hi L'machazikim Ba V'somcheha Ma'ushar. The Torah is a tree of life for those who hold on to it, and those who support it are Ma'ushar. They are they're fortunate. The idea here again, now we're really talking about in the world to come, that those who grasp it have a world to come, and those who support it as well are fortunate in the world to come. Next, you have Va'omer Ki Levias Chein Hem L'roshecha Va'anakim legagrosecha, which means levias chen. Chen is, you know, like charm or grace. Levia is accompaniment. So they are like an accompanying grace or charm, the roshecha, to your head. Va'anakim, it's kind of like a large chain, if you will, legagrosecha, for your neck. The idea here is that the words of Torah and the Torah itself acts as like an adornment to you. It accompanies you. It's like as if it were a crown around your head and a necklace around your, you know, on your chest and your neck. Va'omer, and further, another pasuk says, Titen l'roshecha levias chein, ateres tiferes timagneka. It will be like an adornment again of grace on your head. And then it'll also be a tiferes, like a crown of glory, timagneka. This is an unfamiliar word, really. It is, according to the Ibn Ezra, the pasuk in Lech Lecha, when Malchi Tzedek is giving a bracha to Avraham Avinu. So he uses the pasuk, which essentially has the word migen in it. He says, Asher migen tzarecha biyadecha, that Hashem migen, like hand it over, tzarecha, your enemies, biyadecha, into your hand. So it's hand over, it's a Passover, like a mesira. So the idea here is that we have a teres tiferes timagneka, it will hand over to you, bestow upon you, a crown of glory. Then you have, splendor, whatever tiferes is. Va'omer, another pasuk, orech yamim bimina, in its right hand is length of days, Bismola osher v'chavod, and its left hand is osher, this is an ayin, so this is wealth and kavod and honor. The idea here is that if you deal with the Torah right-handedly, if you will, the right hand symbolizing strength and love, so you're doing this really for the right reasons, you're doing, learning Torah l'shma, out of a love of Hashem, so then we'll give you orach yamim, we'll give you eternal life, if you will. But b'smola, even if you only deal with it left-handedly, if you will, meaning, you know, not for the right reasons, still, osher v'chavod, it provides you with wealth and honor. That was your motivation. It wasn't a good motivation, but you get it there also. Va'omer, and another pasuk here, one more. Ki orach yamim ushnos chayim b'shalom yosifu lach. For they, the words of Torah, add to the length of your days and of your years of life and peace. So you get an addition of life and peace to your years and days by being osek in Torah.